unhappy. Many are made sick by the indulgence of their appetite. So many varieties are introduced into the stomach that fermentation is the result. This condition brings on acute disease, and death frequently follows. CD 110.3, Letter 54, 1896-181. The variety of food at one meal causes unpleasantness, and destroys the good which each article, if taken alone, would do the system. This practice causes constant suffering, and often death. CD 110.4, Letter 73A, 1896-182. If your work is sedentary, take exercise every day, and at each meal eat only two or three kinds of simple food, taking no more of these than will satisfy the demands of hunger. CD 110.5, Further Suggestions to Sedentary Workers, Negative 225, 1902, 70-57, 183. Disturbances created by improper combinations of food, fermentation sets in, the blood is contaminated and the brain confused. CD 110.6, The habit of overeating, or of eating too many kinds of food at one meal, frequently causes dyspepsia. Serious injury is thus done to the delicate digestive organs. In vain the stomach protests, and appeals to the brain to reason from cause to effect. The excessive amount of food eaten, or the 111 improper combination, does its injurious work. In vain do disagreeable premonitions give warning. Suffering is the consequence. Disease takes the place of health. CD 110.7, War in the Stomach, 1892, GW 174, Old Edition, 184. Another cause, both of ill health and of inefficiency in labor, is indigestion. It is impossible for the brain to do its best work when the digestive powers are abused. Many eat hurriedly of various kinds of food, which set up a war in the stomach, and thus confuse the brain. CD 111.1, MS3, 1897-185. It is not well to take a great variety of foods at one meal. When fruit and bread, together with a variety of other foods that do not agree, are crowded into the stomach at one meal, what can we expect but that a disturbance will be created? CD 111.2, MS 93, 1901-186. Many eat too rapidly. Others eat at one meal food which does not agree. If men and women would only remember how greatly they afflict the soul when they afflict the stomach, and how deeply Christ is dishonored when the stomach is abused, they would be brave and self-denying, giving the stomach opportunity to recover its healthy action. While sitting at the table we may do medical missionary work by eating and drinking to the glory of God. CD 111.3, Peaceful Stomachs and Peaceful Dispositions, MS 41, 1908-187. We must care for the digestive organs, and not force upon them a great variety of food. He who gorges himself with many kinds of food at a meal is doing himself injury. It is more important that we eat that which will agree with us than that we taste of every dish that may be placed before us. There is no door in our stomach by which we can look in and see what is going on, so we must use our mind, and reason from cause to effect. If you feel all wrought up, and everything seems to go wrong, perhaps it is because you are 112 suffering the consequences of eating a great variety of food. CD 111.4, The digestive organs have an important part to act in our life happiness. God has given us intelligence, that we may learn what we should use as food. Shall we not, as sensible men and women, study whether the things we eat will be in agreement, or whether they will cause trouble? People who have a sour stomach are very often of a sour disposition. Everything seems to be contrary to them, and they are inclined to be peevish and irritable. If we would have peace among ourselves, we should give more thought than we do to having a peaceful stomach. Harmful effects of too great variety of food and wrong combinations, 141, 225, 226, 227, 264, 387, 546, 551, 722, combination of many foods in our restaurants, negative 415, caring food combination for the sick, negative 441, 467, E.G.Y. careful in her food combinations, -, appendix 119, 23, 25, CD 112.1, fruits and Vegetables, 1905, MH 299-300-188. There should not be a great variety at any one meal, for this encourages overeating, and causes indigestion. CD 112.2, it is not well to eat fruit and vegetables at the same meal. If the digestion is feeble, the use of both will often cause distress, and inability to put forth mental effort. It is better to bag the fruit at one meal, and the vegetables at another. CD 112.3, the meals should be varied. The same dishes, prepared in the same way, should not appear on the table meal after meal and day after day. The meals are eaten with greater relish, and the system is better nourished, when the food is varied. CD 112.4, rich desserts and vegetables. Letter 142, 1900-189. Puddings, custards, sweet cake, and vegetables, all served at the same meal, will cause a disturbance in the stomach. CD 112.5, Letter 312, 1908-190. You need to keep in your house the very best kind of help for the work of preparing your food. In the night 113 seasons, it seemed that Elder was taken sick, and an experienced physician said to you, "I took notice of your diet. You eat too great a variety at one meal. Fruit and vegetables taken at one meal produce acidity of the stomach, then impurity of the blood results, and the mind is not clear because the digestion is imperfect. You should understand that every organ of the body is to be treated with respect. In the matter of diet, you must reason from cause to effect." CD 112.6, Sugar and Milk, 1905, MH 302-191. Far too much sugar is ordinarily used in food. Cakes, sweet puddings, pastries, jellies, jams, are active causes of indigestion. Especially harmful are the custards and puddings in which milk, eggs, and sugar are the chief ingredients. The free use of milk and sugar taken together should be avoided. CD 113.1, CTBH 57, 1890, CH 154-192. Some use milk and a large amount of sugar on mush, thinking that they are carrying out health reform. But the sugar and the milk combined are liable to cause fermentation in the stomach, and are thus harmful. See Milk and Sugar, -533, 534, 535, 536, CD 113.2, Rich and Complicated Mixtures, Letter 72, 1896-193. The less that condiments and desserts are placed upon our tables, the better it will be for all who partake of the food. All mixed and complicated foods are injurious to the health of human beings. Dumb animals would never eat such a mixture as is often placed in the human stomach. CD 113.3, The richness of food and complicated mixtures of food are health-destroying. Rich foods and variety of dishes not best for camp meeting diet, -74. Combination of spiced meat, rich cakes and pies, -673. C-section XIX, Desserts, CD 113.4, Content Chap. 6. Improper eating a cause of disease, a heritage of degeneracy, CTBH 7-11, 1890, CH 19-23, 194. Man came from the hand of his creator perfect in organization and beautiful in form. The fact that he has for 6,000 years withstood the ever-increasing weight of disease and crime is conclusive proof of the power of endurance with which he was first endowed. And although the antediluvians generally gave themselves up to sin without restraint, it was more than 2,000 years before the violation of natural law was sensibly felt. Had Adam originally possessed no greater physical power than men now have, the race would ere this have become extinct. CD 117.1, Through the successive generations since the fall, the tendency has been continually downward. Disease has been transmitted from parents to children, generation after generation. Even infants in the cradle suffer from afflictions caused by the sins of their parents. CD 117.2, Moses, the first historian, gives quite a definite account of social and individual life in the early days of the world's history, but we find no record that an infant was born blind, deaf, crippled, or imbecile. Not an instance is recorded of a natural death in infancy, childhood, or early manhood. Obituary notices in the book of Genesis run thus, and all the days that Adam lived were 930 years, and he died. And all the days of Seth were 912 years, and he died. Concerning others the record states, he died in a good old age, an old man, and full of years. It was so rare for a son to die before his father, that such an occurrence was considered worthy of record. Haran died before his father Terah. The patriarchs from Adam to Noah, with few exceptions, lived nearly 1,000 years. Since then the average length of life has been decreasing. CD 117.3 At the time of Christ's first advent, the race had already 118 so degenerated that not only the old, but the middle-aged and the young, were brought from every city to the Savior, to be healed of their diseases. Many labored under a weight of misery inexpressible. CD 117.4 The violation of physical law, with its consequent suffering and premature death, has so long prevailed that these results are regarded as the appointed lot of humanity, but God did not create the race in such a feeble condition. This state of things is not the work of providence, but of man. It has been brought about by wrong habits, by violating the laws that God has made to govern man's existence. A continual transgression of nature's laws is a continual transgression of the law of God. Had men always been obedient to the law of the Ten Commandments, carrying out in their lives the principles of those precepts, the curse of disease now flooding the world would not exist. CD 118.1 Know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost which is in you, which ye have of God, and ye are not your own? For ye are bought with a price, therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. When men take any course which needlessly extends their vitality or beclouds their intellect, they sin against God. They do not glorify Him in their body and spirit, which are His. CD 118.2 Yet despite the insult which man has offered Him, God's love is still extended to the race, and He permits light to shine, enabling man to see that in order to live a perfect life he must obey the natural laws which govern his being. How important, then, that man should walk in this light, exercising all his powers, both of body and mind, to the glory of God. CD 118.3 We are in a world that is opposed to righteousness, or purity of character, and especially to growth in grace. Wherever we look, we see defilement and corruption, deformity and sin. How opposed is all this to the work that must be accomplished in us just previous to receiving the gift of immortality? God's elect must stand in and amid the corruptions teeming around them in these last days. Their bodies must be made holy, their spirits pure. If this work is 119 to be accomplished, it must be undertaken at once, earnestly and understandingly. The Spirit of God should have perfect control, influencing every action. CD 118.4 Men have polluted the soul temple, and God calls upon them to awake, and to strive with all their might to win back their God-given manhood. Nothing but the grace of God can convict and convert the heart. From Him alone can the slaves of custom obtain power to break the shackles that bind them. It is impossible for a man to present his body a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God, while continuing to indulge habits that are depriving him of physical, mental, and moral vigor. Again the apostle says, "Be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good, and acceptable, and perfect will of God." CD 119.1 Willing Ignorance of the Laws of Life, 1872, 3T 140, 141, 195. The strange absence of principle which characterizes this generation, and which is shown in their disregard of the laws of life and health, is astonishing. Ignorance prevails upon this subject, while light is shining all round them. With the majority, their principal anxiety is, "What shall I eat? What shall I drink? And wherewith shall I be clothed?" Notwithstanding all that is said and written in regard to how we should treat our bodies, appetite is the great law which governs men and women generally. CD 119.2 The moral powers are weakened, because men and women will not live in obedience to the laws of health, and make this great subject a personal duty. Parents bequeath to their offspring their own perverted habits, and loathsome diseases corrupt the blood and enervate the brain. The majority of men and women